Texte numéro 5. A just transition depends on energy systems. The West's dash for African gas has become a rallying point at COP27, with climate justice activists calling out the hypocrisy of rich polluting nations who are scrambling to keep energy prices down by pushing for more fossil fuel projects in Africa. This short-term fix to the energy price crisis created by Russia's war on Ukraine will lock some of the poorest, most climate-affected countries in the world in polluting fossil fuel projects with few economic or energy benefits for the communities whose land, water and heritage will be sacrificed. There, more than 630 industry lobbyists are scattered around the COP27 conference centre as deals on climate finance, forests and food systems are being made. It's a huge, often insurmountable challenge for grassroots leaders from frontline communities to have their voices heard, let alone offer alternatives to the mostly market-based solutions being pushed. But the climate justice movement's message is clear. Community-based renewable projects that work for the people, not corporations, are a necessity, according to the Friends of the Earth International in Mozambique. It's not just about the energy source, it's about the whole energy system, who decides, who benefits, and who profits. Across Africa, an estimated 600 million people still lack access to electricity, in large part because most fossil fuel investment is directed toward infrastructure for export rather than delivery to Africans. The Lake Turkana wind farm in northern Kenya is built on indigenous territory after 40,000 acres were handed over to a consortium of investors without consulting the indigenous pastoral communities who have lived and farmed sustainably on the land for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. The wind project, the biggest in Africa, has caused forced migration, conflicts, gender-based violence, water and food insecurity, as well as the disruption of cultural and language traditions. Farmers have been forced to move further and further away with their goats, cows and camels in search of grazing lands and water, as the region faces the worst drought in decades. Between 2015 and 2021, the Resource Centre recorded 369 attacks linked to renewable energy, including the murder of 98 land and environmental defenders. None of the world's 15 largest renewable energy companies have policies on respecting land rights, despite wind and solar requiring substantial amounts of land. In Kenya, after years of campaigning by activists, new legislation in 2016 banned the sale or lease of communally owned land without the consultation and approval of the whole community. The communities around Turkana are using the legislation to fight land grab. Of 110,000 acres this time, and so far, the court has sided with them. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2022.